presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 13, 1028 America, New York. What's holding back 5G? Telecom companies haven't yet seen their big investments pay off. Will they ever?
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 13, 9 o'clock America, New York. Hedge funds' commodity bets soar after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Soroban Capital is one of the biggest winners, notching hundreds of millions of dollars in gains since February. And some commodities-focused funds have posted gains, too.
Global economy.
March 13, 850 America, New York. We need a grand bargain on energy. In a crisis, there is an opportunity for EU-US cooperation over smarter and safer sourcing.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 13, 8 o'clock America, New York. Courts threaten to undercut IRS efforts to go after tax shelters. A court ruling has weakened one of the Internal Revenue Service's most powerful tools for policing tax shelters, making it harder for the agency to find people engaging in questionable practices.
Daily FX Market News.
March 13, 8 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500 Index faces more headwinds as inflation soars, Ukraine crisis deepens. The S&P 500 Index may continue to fall amid a heightened Ukraine crisis as stagflation fears deepen. U.S. CPI hit a fresh 40-year high of 7.9%, spurring concerns that the Fed will tighten more aggro.
Marginal Revolution.
March 13, 720 America, New York, Kotkin on Russia and the West. A great interview with historian Stephen Kotkin. Kotkin has some thoughts on the Kennan, Mearsheimer, Kissinger, Hill, Service et al. View that expanding NATO was a precipitating event in the Ukraine-Russia war, which are well taken, albeit he fails to think on the margin. Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 13, 7 o'clock America, New York, Russian invasion threatens wheat supply. The world's wheat stockpiles were already low and prices the highest in a decade after 2 years of poor growing weather when the attack on Ukraine jammed up Black Sea trading.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 13, 6:33 America, New York, chip makers stockpiled materials ahead of Ukraine's invasion. Production of raw materials vital to the semiconductor industry is concentrated in Russia and Ukraine, but after 2 years of shocks to their supply chain, chip makers were ready for turmoil.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 13, 5:30 America, New York, how Europe hopes to wean itself from Russian natural gas. Europe has managed to divert some U.S. liquefied natural gas shipments to its ports. But EU countries will likely need to sign longer-term contracts to lock in demand.
New York Times Business.
March 13, 5:02 America, New York, First Amendment scholars want to see the media lose these cases. Some legal experts say it is time to draw a sharp line between protected speech and harmful disinformation. A lawsuit accuses Fox News of intentionally promoting and profiting from false claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election.
Global economy.
March 13, 5 o'clock America, New York. Will U.S. and U.K. central banks raise interest rates despite the threat to growth? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
New York Times Business.
March 13, 4:29 America, New York, the week in business. Economic sanctions take a toll. Prices for gas, food and rent are going up. Mask mandates are ending, and the Fed is expected to raise interest rates.
New York Times Business.
March 13, 3:01 America, New York, Generation X is helping older people age at home. The Village to Village network assists older people with the services they need to remain in their homes. A younger generation is getting involved. Connor Sandefer, with his wife, Brittany.
Marginal Revolution.
March 13, 1:46 America, New York. Do pictures signal less power than words? This research shows people are perceived as less powerful when they use pictures versus words. This effect was found across picture types, company logos, emojis, and photographs, and use contexts, clothing prints, written messages, and Zoom profiles.
Marginal Revolution. March 13, 0:48 America, New York, claims about the evolution of memes. Good to Sell serves up a cyclical, asymptotic model of meme evolution and competition. This is also an industry dominated by network effects. The forces that lead to such explosive growth, such as the scalability of infotech, also lead to its downfall, as one or two companies dominate each niche.
Armstrong Economics.
March 13th, 08 America, New York. Trying to figure out why the world is so precise. Question number one. Marty, longtime reader, pro member. First of all, thank you for confirming suspicions from my youth that there are cycles everywhere and for expanding the ideas enabling me to see that everything is connected.
Armstrong Economics.
March 13th, 04 America, New York, AOC, today's Marie Antoinette. The post-AOC, today's Marie Antoinette first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Armstrong Economics.
March 13th, 03 America, New York, the decline and fall of the global economy. There are a host of Republicans writing to Biden that he should send planes to Ukraine. These people in Washington are always quick to spill the blood of other people's children, not their own.
Global economy.
March 13th, 00 America, New York, Russia's invasion to have enormous impact on world food supplies. Head of Ukraine's leading food supplier fears disruption to vital spring planting season.
Daily FX Market News.
March 12th. 2300 America, New York, Brent crude oil forecast. Markets continue search for additional supply. Brent remains volatile as a wave of oil sanctions gain momentum. Upside risks remain as OPEC continues to miss output targets and additional supply measures stall.
BBC News Business.
March 12, 2034 America, New York, Russia sanctions. How the measures have changed daily life. Prices are rising in Russia and some goods are harder to buy. Here are ways sanctions are affecting daily life. BBC News, Business. March 12, 2034 America, New York, Russia sanctions. How the measures have changed daily life. Prices are rising in Russia and some goods are harder to buy. Here are ways sanctions are affecting daily life.
Daily FX Market News.
March 12, 2000 America, New York, Euro, USD forecast. Euro braces for Fed tightening next week. The clawback from euro bulls this week may be fleeting as markets prepare for a Fed rate hike next week.
BBC News Business. March 12, 1927 America, New York, boss accused of defrauding blind workers' pensions. Blind staff at failed 168-year-old business say they are owed pay, redundancy and furlough money.